Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. That's how I feel right now. I am in creative hiatus, I guess. The muse is gone and I'm feeling like, I can't even explain it. But this might, right? So my friend Lisa Orkin sent me this today. I have been, okay, so I'm just going to frame this by saying I have been challenged in like a good way to make some bold moves, and whatever that might look like for me. And for me, that actually looks like leaning in on the connections that I have to help me step into the next vision of my life, right? Like, I feel like I'm in this growth expansive phase and I can see a vision for myself and I'm doing my best to step into it. But with that comes all of this discomfort and doubt and procrastinating. Ever heard of that term? That is when you're procrastinating doing things you know are really good for you by cleaning. And I don't think procrastinating is necessarily an evil. Sometimes it's necessary for us to clear our space in order to energetically shift, you know, like while I basically had a bag of clothes sitting on the floor, one of those vacuum sealed bags. Had to get some dress ups out for a party I went to a few weeks ago. And as I pulled out the bag, it ripped. And so the pile of clothes from the vacuum sealed bag has been sitting on my floor and I've been stepping over it for like 3 fucking weeks. So procrastinating cleaning was definitely on the cards and it definitely shifted something, but I'm still feeling that uneasiness. You know, I don't know, like I am really stepping into a more expanded version of myself. Spiritually, financially, you know, in my business and all the feels. This is not a comfortable process. Let me just say this. This is why most people don't get out of their comfort zone, because it's really fucking uncomfortable. It's not fun. It's not fun. There are moments of fun and there are moments of exhilaration and joy, but it's also really supremely fucking uncomfortable. I use the metaphor of the caterpillar being in the cocoon going to mush, and I feel like I go through that fucking regularly. Anyway, my good old friend Lisa, not old, just good friend, Lisa Orkin, sent me this on Instagram stories. It's from, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right because I absolutely love her, Chani Nicholas. It's a post about Mercury retrograde shadow. Anyway, this is what it says. Putting your creations into the world is often followed by feelings of emptiness, depletion, and sometimes even remorse. This is normal. With time and care, your feelings will shift. The amount of energy it takes to gestate and then birth is enormous. Rejuvenation is required. Regeneration happens in its own time and is specific to our own needs and natures. Post-creative process emotions can come in waves. We can feel grief and exhilaration all in the same breath. Try to make space for your responses without judgment. You've just given the world all you had. The impacts of such effort must be honored. Like, that just beautifully sums up where I feel like I am at the moment. I am moving into these, you know, I'm birthing incredible shit out into the world. Projects, not just for myself, but in collaboration with other brands. And it is really depleting. And I do need time to regenerate. And sometimes I guess I'm pushing myself because I know I have these things that I want to create. And I want to keep sharing my message, but sometimes it's just really fucking hard to. It's really fucking hard when you're feeling empty and depleted and like the muse has checked out for a while. The muse is like fucking sipping cocktails on some beach in Thailand and I'm standing here, where the fuck are you? I need you right now. I've got a podcast episode to produce, you know? So So I just want to share this because it's kind of like behind the scenes of what's going on. I think it can be really easy to look at someone who's having a certain level of success. And I feel like I kind of am in the energy of success at the moment and keen to stay in this place, though I know that there are ebbs and flows to life. I really love being in this energy. But with this energy, there's also so much. There's just so much. Everything is in everything. So when you're experiencing great success, there's also shit. There's also like feelings of grief and doubt and, you know, like stagnancy. All this shit, it happens in success. It's like when you're in failure, when you're in a depression, it's also not all bad sometimes. There are windows and moments of joy and happiness. It's just that they're brief. And in the reverse, when I'm in the space of success, I'm still having failures. I'm just not attaching to them as much as I do when I'm in a shit space. Like it's all still there. All of the feels are still there. And it can feel really uncomfortable and gross and ugly and amazing and exhilarating and joyful. And for someone who had been numb for so long, sometimes this can get really overwhelming. I can feel really overwhelmed by my emotions, and unwilling to stay with them. But this is the practice for me, is just constantly being where I am and being okay with that and sharing from this space regardless of where I'm at. Right now it's in a space of feeling uninspired and feeling, you know, like, afraid. I'm afraid of the rejection that can happen. I'm afraid that it's not going to get better than this, and it is good already. I don't need it to get better than this, but you know, like, what if this was as good as it got and it was all downhill from here? You know, because I've experienced such lows and because I've experienced such great levels of failure, it's very scary for me to be in the place of success, because it almost feels like there's more to lose when, you know, when you're hopeless, there's nothing really to lose. when you're feeling like, yeah, and it sounds really, I don't know, this is the duality piece, right? Like, for what is on one side, it is on the other too. So while there are feelings of expansiveness and creativity, not right now, but expansiveness and excitement and flow and all that kind of jazz, there are also moments of stagnancy. You know, so it what I'm saying here is that there is no escaping the feels. And I think, you know, I've spent years talking about destinations and how there is no destination. Yet we still do it to ourselves, right? Like even now I'm doing it to myself. I'm telling myself that I shouldn't be feeling stagnant when so much good shit is going on in my life. I shouldn't be unable to put a sentence together because, you know, like I'm in a good place. So anyway, I guess what I just wanted to share where I'm at, because this is real life, right? Like this ain't no fucking pretend practice run. This is the real deal. And it's uncomfortable. And it's wonderful at the same time. So I guess what I want you to take away from this is, I don't actually want you to have to go away and think about anything. I just want you to know that where you are is okay. Where you are is okay. Just stay in it until you're not in it anymore, because everything passes. Success passes and failure passes. And I've had both, so I know this to be true. This isn't just something I made up. This too shall pass. It's the number one law of motherhood, particularly in those early days. This too shall pass. So just be where you are and don't try to stay safe as a protection mechanism. And I feel like this is the lesson to me right now. I am throwing my hat. I'm making some bold moves and it's scary as fuck, but it's also so worthwhile. So fucking worthwhile. Don't stay where you are due to fear. take a big bold move and see what happens. There's nothing to lose really. Well, there can be, but there is everything to gain. All right, that is it from me this week. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.